This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Well, it's embarrassing.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. That's Bulls coach Billy Donovan describing the feeling after watching that horrible performance at the United Center yesterday. The Bulls getting absolutely blown out from Jump Street. I mean, they called a timeout. Was it 6-0? And that was like barely a minute into the game.
And he called timeout.
Well,
that's what he does.
He had to do it like in 30 seconds the other night.
We get accused of being pro Billy Donovan to the point where it blinds us. I wonder, and I think about this a lot because I confess, guilty as charged. I'm a very big Billy Donovan backer. I understand and appreciate the way that he explains basketball. I think you're in the same boat. But when you have a team that has so poorly, it's not even their performance level, it's the effort level.
Yeah.
Last night it was in question. He questioned it afterward, and I think that you watch the game and you're wondering what's going on here. Stacey King during the television broadcast was certainly on CHSN critical of, without being just the way that he was describing, is like pointing things out. Guys turning away, not going after rebounds. This is a team that is lackadaisical.
Oh.
Lackluster, they lack a lot. Talent is one thing, but effort is another. And you can't really go the final 28 games with this kind of approach. Something's got to change.
I'm not picking on anyone because this is going to sound like I'm picking on Io, and I'm not. But Io, who probably was feverish at the time, actually, during introductions, the first guy introduced was, you know, Matas Buzelis, and Io came out because he thought it was the guy from Chicago. Like, I'm sitting there like, you know, in retrospect, they didn't even get the introductions right. That's how bad that performance was.
I missed that.
He missed that. That was the first guy they were introducing.
Messed up the introductions?
He did. He came out thinking that it was his turn. I don't know. It was just super.
So the whole night was messed up and discombobulated from the get-go.
That's my conclusion.
All right.
And I shouldn't have. I probably shouldn't have.
I love that because it also speaks to just where are you? Stop with the feverish stuff. They're not that.
They sent him home the day before.
Okay.
The man has the flu.
You play hurt a little bit.
Not hurt, David. He must have been feverish.
Right. Well,
his temperature is 106. He came stumbling out.
Is it too much to ask
he was Matas?
Somebody to take a charge. Somebody to dive on the – just to make an effort.
There was a very early play where the ball bounced. They missed a shot at Detroit. And the ball bounced kind of at the feet of Matas, mm-hmm. who didn't even bend down for it. It was like he kind of like, what is that thing? And then they grabbed it and it, you know, scored on the rebound, basically. And I was like, get the ball. Like I found myself mumbling And that might have been before the timeout. But they did nothing right the whole bloody game, starting with the introductions.
It made you wonder, as you look at this team and where it's headed, it made you wonder how far away they are from being the kind of team that competes for a playoff or can win a series, can get deep in the Eastern Conference playoffs. And you wonder how many players currently on the Bulls will be here when that's the reality, when you are a playoff team.
I want to know how many will be on the floor tonight because, you know, obviously they get Lonzo back, but he's got the flu too. He's totally feverish. He won't even be able to be introduced correctly.
Well, he can help. He can help. He's got to play tonight. Somebody's got to do something, and maybe they won't miss 23 pointers.
Dude, that would be
in
a good
row.
Thing. That'd be a good thing to yell at the television as you watch the game. Do something.
I'm thinking about staying a little bit to watch to see if
just
they,
to see the beginning of it.
Just to see the introductions. Now, I might stay to watch the introductions.
Should I not have mentioned that?
I'm glad you did.
Okay.
Because I did not miss. I did not see it.
Yeah.
I did not. By the time I got home,
it was a mess. It was
already over. But I think that tonight I might stay to watch the introductions.
If you stay, you can monitor the first timeout. That's the indicator that it is over. If there's a timeout in the first 2 minutes, know.
And then I'll stay beyond that. If Billy Donovan calls, here's the way I'm going to work it tonight. After the CHSN shows, I will go there. And if Billy Donovan calls timeout in the first 2 minutes, I'm gone.
Yeah.
Because it's over.
There you go. Nice.
And I'll stay until the first timeout.
That's nice. There you go. Now you got a life plan.
Okay. That's a
this
good plan.
This is good. That's good.
Although,
with
the weather, who knows? It could be really.
Oh, boy.
Could be dangerous tonight. Never know. It's supposed to be coming. But the Bulls and the Pistons back at it. The Pistons are only 6-point favorites. Did I hear that correctly?
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Yeah. That's.
It's only amusing.
They were only five last night.
Yeah, but
so
after
they get,
last
they
night,
get an extra point for scoring 40 more points.
Where are the Bulls going to get their scoring? They are basically playing with Vooch and four guards. Vooch, Matas, and three guards.
With any luck, Ayo was breathing on those guys last night. Maybe they're the team that doesn't turn up or can't get out on intros.
That's a well-coached team, the Pistons. You can't believe that they are suddenly two games over 500, the sixth seed in the East. Did you see that coming at the beginning of the year? I don't think so. A lot of teams struggling in the East.
Should Billy have kept that team on the floor after the game and just made them run some drills? Just get the players used to playing with each
other. According to you, they were going straight to the infirmary because they had the flu. Everybody had the flu, the poor Bulls.
They're sick and ill. I can't come up with another excuse as to why they were so god-awful.
Well,
flu.
When you lose your best player.
Not the blue flu.
And
the
you,
Bull flu.
Yeah, it's also could be partly psychological. The Bulls conceded last week. I know they didn't get rid of Vooch. I know they didn't do a lot. But they conceded when they traded Zach LaVine. That's hard in that locker room, I would think, to get past. And it's hard to get used to.
Yeah, well. They
it's
better
tough.
Get used to it because he's not going to be around.
Yeah, it's tough. It's going to be a tough final slog for the couple months.
Can I tell you the story that you used to love to write that I don't want to read this year? What are you going to do during the break? You know, where are you going to go during the break? Oh, I'm planning on going. No one cares. Why don't you show up at the practice facility and get better at basketball? That's what you should do during the break. Mandatory practices.
This is quite a break. We're going to have a week without any Bulls game.
Yeah, I know.
And you've got two weeks without hockey.
Well, no. The tournament, I believe.
Tonight, 7 o'clock.
Canada is playing Sweden tonight.
2 weeks without Blackhawks.
And the U.S.
hockey.
Plays Finland tomorrow.
Oh, I will watch. Okay. Believe it or not, I know.
Alert Dan.
It's not a popular.
Yeah, someone tell Bernstein. Call him up and give him the schedule.
He has to go to the back page of the paper, not the middle, for the crossword puzzle.
The Four Nations face-off is a big deal in the hockey world. If you're not part of the hockey world, you're not going to pay attention. That's fine. I don't have anything against anybody who doesn't pay attention. That said, these players are looking at this as a big deal. I saw Tkachuk quoted as saying this is like four game sevens. They're going to look at it. There's going to be intensity. If you like hockey, you're going to want to watch. I'm just going to say, you may not know.
If you like sports, you should watch.
If you like competition, I think you'll want to see what's happening in the next couple of weeks. I had a tinge of, I have to be honest about how I reacted, because I do love hockey.
Yes.
I saw Connor Bedard at the Suns game last night, a picture of him at the Phoenix Suns game last night on the internet, and I felt kind of sad because he should be hockey playing. He should be in a uniform.
He's in Phoenix?
Apparently.
Oh.
I don't know.
I didn't read the "What are you going to do?" story.
Well, you not get you. You don't like those things. You don't like those things. Those kind of stories. You never wrote them. You didn't read them. You don't want to see them. But I saw Connor Bedard at a Phoenix Suns story or a game, and I'm like, he should be.
Who was he with?
I don't know. I didn't get his entourage.
No, Mark Messier.
Biz. Paul Bizen.
Biz was beaten up in the parking lot.
Oh, even better, JR.
Oh, stop. But is he on his way to Vancouver? Is that what? Is that why he stopped
really don't
at
know.
Phoenix?
Really don't know.
He couldn't get a direct
flight? I want an origin story now. I want to know what he was doing there. I'm just sad that he's not playing in this tournament because of what
that's too bad.
It says about his stature 2 years in. I don't like that he got snubbed.
He's not tall?
No.
How about the fact that Ovechkin's not playing in this tournament?
Because I understand that.
This event, David, right, is taking the place of the All-Star game.
But Russia isn't in it.
I understand that. But
he should play anyway?
Well, you should try to – this guy's about to pass Wayne Gretzky. He's going to pass Wayne Gretzky this year? Shouldn't there be some showcase about this guy?
There will be. There will be. Dustin, I think that –
There's a Putin-approved movie coming out.
I don't know that Ovi not being as part of the Four Nations face-off is bothering me to that extent, because I think that he looks at this. This is probably going to help him catch Gretzky more than hurt him. And I don't think it's bad for the game that he's taken these 2 weeks to do that, because people that pay attention to hockey know what he's on the verge of doing. And
probably next year.
But that was the key to what you just said.
Yeah.
The people paying attention to hockey. There's enough people that aren't, unfortunately, but that like need to, because these
Sidney
are
Crosby's
these,
there.
These great moments.
Sidney Crosby's there
with Connor McDavid.
There's a lot of great players in this tournament. It's again
one Blackhawk.
I know we're talking to people that might be tuning us out, but this is a great showcase for hockey the next 2 weeks.
Just aim the program toward Dan.
No, I'm not doing that. It has nothing to do with Bernstein. This is I know people.
He didn't even know that it was ongoing.
Whatever. Shocking. Did he say that yesterday?
He didn't know that the NHL was going on break. We were talking about it.
It was hard to believe. I might tune that out. I'm not sure. But
you probably
this did. Could be 2 weeks of fantastic hockey. So starts tonight, right? Starts tonight?
It starts tonight.
7 o'clock, TNT.
With Sweden against Canada.
So after the first timeout.
I believe it's in Montreal.
After the first Billy Donovan timeout, you might want to turn on some hockey.
Yeah. There you go.
But listen to Chuck in the background. Watch some hockey on TV. And appreciate it. Because it's going to be high-intensity stuff.
I got to tell you, I thought Chuck did a really good job last night. Because you could hear the game in his voice.
You could hear how disappointed he was.
He was
everything.
As disgusted as anybody who watched
it. He was fed up.
I agree.
And good for him. Also, I think the Chuck tonight, Dustin, help me out here. I think you know the back. I think I saw something on Twitter. He interviewed Kirk Heinrich for a halftime show. Or maybe pregame. And so he caught up with Kirk Heinrich, the captain. Captain Kirk.
I saw him walking into the United Center last night.
Chuck? You were with him?
No, Kirk.
Oh, was he on television?
Yeah, Twitter, social media. You know how they like to show guys walking in.
CSN, the walk-in? Yeah.
Did he walk in like he was going to play? Is that what you're saying?
He had a flannel shirt on, jeans, untied gym shoes.
That sounds like he was going to play.
They could have used him. I mean, I bet he could have made a free last night.
Who doesn't dress like that?
Who doesn't dress like that?
Probably a flag and anthem flannel.
Yeah, I'm sure that Kirk Heinrich's a flag and anthem guy.
No doubt.
By the way, on a day like today.
Thank God for flag and anthem.
Thank God for flag and anthem. This sweater is so warm.
Yeah.
It's so insulating. And you like to think it's a little stylish too, right?
No.
Okay.
No, I'm joking. It looks very stylish.
That was Mike Mulligan flagging Anthem people who said that.
No, I'm saying you're not stylish, not flagging Anthem.
Oh, I'm not.
It is a stylish sweater.
I'm not, but they try.
You can't pull it off.
Okay.
No, I'm wearing a nice flannel. Let me tell you something. This is one of those. This flannel this is one of my favorite articles of clothing. You know why? Because we swapped. And I got this really good, wonderful shirt, and you got a red one, which is not my favorite color.
See, and I've only worn it a couple times.
Yes, and I live in this thing.
I get that.
So I feel like
you got the better of that deal.
I did. I mean, I wouldn't say it out loud because I wouldn't want you to feel bad, but that internally is what I was thinking.
Well, I think
I won.
I think you won that trade. You won that trade. It's not too early to say that you won that trade. We can conclude that. But today is a day you want to bundle up, and it is definitely a day that you are grateful to have as much Flag and Anthem clothing as we do.
They are that it is the perfect cold weather wear, and they got really stylish stuff for all year long. I love Flag and Anthem. I really do. And
be good night to
David. I'm wearing Flag and Anthem jeans with my Flag and Anthem shirt.
I often do that because they're very comfortable. They're stretched. They the stretch denim.
Yeah,
you got to like that.
Yeah, Dustin lives in stretch denim
and a vest.
And I got a vest.
Well, it's vest weather. You guys sporting the vest. I tell you.
What's
you guys
wrong?
Like the vest.
You know what? If someone's going to give me a vest, I'm going to wear it.
I think that's good.
I have a vest from Flag and Anthem. It's quite nice.
Yes.
Good. I'm glad you finally got that because you did a little squeaky wheel there.
Oh, boy. Mr. Dustin.
Spring's coming.
Didn't know he felt it.
Well, I never knew. That's subtle.
I never knew how entitled he was until we started getting gear for Flag and Anthem.
Really?
Oh, no. I always knew.
I have jeans on from Flag and Anthem that I didn't get from Flag and Anthem. I got them from my mom, who put in the code Mully and Haw at checkout.
Look really?
That.
Yeah.
That's how
awesome.
It's done.
That's nice that you no longer shop in the Husky section.
Yeah. No, he's been...
You like to talk about that, though.
When he was a kid. But look at him. He's fairly swell these days.
I know.
You took off some weight about 4 years ago, and you've kept up with
it. I've managed to keep it off.
Yeah. You've done very well.
Well, you went on one of the plans.
Thank God for Mick Ultra and soda.
And soda.
Yeah.
Soda and Mick Ultra, though. I don't think that Mick Ultra is part of the soda.
Well, you know, you got to have a cheat day, okay? Or a cheat Friday.
Did you like the Mick Ultra ad, the Super Bowl ad?
Loved it.
Yeah.
We went over that.
It was good. I knew you'd like that one. I even said that at the time when I was watching.
I saw...
Rated much higher than your Hellman's ad, David.
Somebody said that the...
That's aging well.
The David and David ad, the Beckham ad, which was my favorite.
Uh-huh.
That was the winner. Someone proclaimed it the winner. I don't know.
First of all, there is no like definitive winner.
Oh, no. Everybody bought Stella. That's how you win.
And it's so subjective. Somebody likes one thing. Somebody likes. I like the Hellman's ad.
See. Now the very fact that I won upsets you.
It doesn't upset me.
Well, I can't.
You
I
can
have
celebrate
my
your phony victory if you want.
I want to celebrate my phony victory.
It's just subjective. So I respect the fact that Dustin didn't like the mayonnaise ad that I literally thought was hilarious, and I'm okay with that.
Dustin can't handle mayonnaise. It has nothing to do with the ad.
It's all about the mayonnaise?
He just can't eat mayonnaise for some reason. It's weird.
Hmm.
He's got some, you know, slight issues.
I've come around on that. I've come around on mayonnaise. I don't mind it. I might even put mayonnaise on a hot dog.
We had BLTs the other night. My daughter apologized that she was, like, excessively spreading it on her toast.
You need mayonnaise with the BLT.
So, no. You have a BLT without... Mayonnaise?
Right, bread. I mean, actually, to be quite honest, what I actually do lately is I take a couple leaves of lettuce, throw in 2 pieces of bacon, 2 tomatoes, and kind of wrap it up like a burrito.
Oh.
I skip the toast.
In Canada, I'd hate to break this to you.
It's really a BLT.
They dip their French fries in mayonnaise.
Yeah, and
yeah,
gravy.
I've seen that.
And gravy, right?
I've done that.
Well,
I've actually done that. I don't mind it.
Yeah. I've done it too, and I don't mind it at all.
I don't
really like putting ketchup on fries anymore. I just rather just eat a fry. But
Well, we're talking about food. That's interesting. I like ketchup.
I don't know why. I just got off ketchup.
Can I just mention this real quick before?
Yeah.
I would recommend you guys try the Angel Reese burger. Have you tried that?
No. Where is the Angel Reese burger?
So
Awfully tempting.
We did this the other night on the Chicago Lead, and they had them. And Angel Reese is endorsing. It's an Angel double cheeseburger, or quarter pounder
from
with
where?
Cheese. I'm sorry. From McDonald's.
Oh, I didn't
quarter
know.
Pounder with cheese, bacon, and some spicy barbecue sauce that you will love.
So that's supposed to be like a Cajun kind of?
I don't know. It's like a little Angel Reese spice.
Yeah.
Like okay. Spicy.
Where is she from? I know she went to LSU. I just don't know where she's from.
Maryland.
Maryland. Okay.
So now we're going to get a
Maryland,
crab cake.
Maryland barbecue.
Gotcha. This is a quarter pounder with cheese, bacon, and some spicy sauce, and you will love it because it was good.
Fries and an orange drink. It's like a package. It's a meal deal.
Do you have to have the orange drink?
No. You can give them separate.
I guess maybe it's not exactly the signature like lunch or dinner item that you
No, it is. I mean, it's all about the burger.
Okay.
It's all about
like the
burger.
I like the orange drink.
The burger's excellent.
Shout out to Angel Reese, first female athlete to partner with McDonald's to have her own meal. They're doing a lot of celebrities and stuff, so she's the first female athlete.
This is a topic for another segment. I know we got to get to Bruce. Is there a Chicago sports athlete that has more
better
reach
food.
And well, that endorses more products right now than Angel Reese?
Who else does she have?
She got Reese's Puffs.
Reese's.
Yeah, like cereal and stuff like that.
She was on the cover of Vogue. She's got some fashion deals, I'm sure.
Come on, Vogue.
She was the first person to get a T in that new 3-on-3 league, right?
Unrivaled. She's out there, guys. I'm just saying. Name somebody who's got more endorsement deals than her.
We're going to bring him in. Bruce Levine joins us next. Mully and Haw on the Score.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Four.
Baseball. Bruce Levine.
It's great to talk some baseball.
Score Baseball Insider, covering the Cubs and White Sox for more than 30 years.
Bruce Levine is a newsbreaker.
Inside the Clubhouse co-host.
Great being with you, talking baseball.
Bruce Levine.
That's a really good question, Bruce.
See, Bruce asked the first hard question.
With Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Bruce Levine is always fun to chat with. He joins us on the Score Hotline, brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, Aturo.com. Hey, Bruce, how are you, buddy?
Hey.
Uh-oh. Oh. Oh, no.
Come on, Bruce.
Reconnect. We're going to have to reconnect with Bruce.
Reconnect with Bruce out in the desert.
David slipped over and hit a button.
I did not hit a button.
You hit a button.
I value Bruce's insight. I like to hear his opinions. Sometimes I like to counter his opinions.
Combat, I mean counter. Uh-huh.
Freudian slip there. No.
We've got him back. Do we have Bruce back? No, we don't. Hold on a second. All right. Here's the thing. It's all good news with the Cubs, right? It's good news injury-wise. We fretted a little bit about Assad and the possibility that he could be delayed a while, and we talked about the long-term repercussion. Then they did.
Yeah.
They took a look at it, and it's not nearly as bad as initially
feared.
You hope
not. You hope that they're accurate, and you hope that it doesn't come back, because the thing about obliques, the reason we were somewhat pessimistic is because they do tend to flare up.
Yes, they do.
And they're hard to heal completely.
No, you got to do nothing. You got to just take time off, and then you got to worry about what happens when a guy comes back after that.
That regard, and as we try to reconnect with Bruce, did you see that Dylan Cease was, according to one report, more likely to be dealt now by the Padres than Michael King? Because King just signed a contract extension. Cease.
Where is he going?
Don't know. Mets are in one of the teams rumored. Cubs, another.
Haven't they spent enough, the Mets? Shouldn't they stop now? Did you see that they have spent more this offseason than 20 Major League Baseball teams?
Well, that's one of the reasons we're staring at the issues that are coming to a head at the end of next season. When the CBA expires, you have the Dodgers and the Mets, which are in the league of their own. Yeah, the Yankees are close.
The Dodgers, because they have the last TV deal. The Mets, because they got an owner who just doesn't mind spending a fortune.
I think the Dodgers will spend as well. They have a new kind of unique approach. The deferral creates a wrinkle that I'm not sure that every team has dealt with yet or copied it puts them in a different position.
What is the wrinkle that they're paying through the nose for, or that they'll pay through the
they're
nose
adding
later?
People to their payroll, but they're deferring the way they pay them.
And I'm just curious, does that mean they're not going over the does that somehow
they're
control?
Still their payroll's still the tops in baseball,
and it's still they're paying the luxury tax like crazy. But I'm saying, should they pay more luxury tax because they're spending got $1 billion down the road?
They are doing what they need to do to stay on top, and it's one of those things where you look at their active salary. Their payroll right now, LA Dodgers, $334 $1.6 million.
Yeah.
That's according to the MLB team salary cash tracker.
We got Bruce. Bruce is back. Bruce, sorry, we lost you there, buddy.
No, no problem, guys. Where are we going today? White Sox, Cubs?
Well, I saw you at the Sox intro. I saw you talking to or observing and taking in everything that Chris Getz had to say. We kind of joked about it this morning because he said we're going to be, going to win more games. And you're kind of like, well, I mean, what would happen if they didn't? Like, how could you not? You know, I mean, I'm not being mean. I'm just saying, you know, Will Venable, if he's even competent, would win more games, right? And it I know it's all about player procurement, and they brought in Michael A. Taylor yesterday, but you just can't help but wonder, like, what would it look like if they didn't? Like, that was, I thought last year was the aberration. I thought that was the thing that could never happen.
Well, you know, the pitching is not very projectable, you know, after Cannon and Perez, and they were the worst offensive team in baseball last year.
Right.
So where, I mean, tell me the projected improvements on each player. Okay, who's going to be better? Robert should be better.
Yep.
Vaughn
has to be better. More,
no, I mean, you can't predict more than the pretty mediocre, you know, 105, 110, OPS plus guy. And then, you know, Benintendi really came on strong. Nobody noticed in the second half yet last year. So you're hoping that's the case. But I don't think, you know, you can make great projections and predictions on any of their players. So therefore, you can't, you know, I think Getz has been careful to go ahead and not make projections about wins because he doesn't know. We don't know. They should be a more entertaining team to watch, I think, because they have more of their own products growing toward the major leagues. But predicting 95 losses, 105, 110, I don't think any of us are smart enough to do that.
Bruce, I want to talk about Alex Bregman. I want to know if Harold Reynolds, who we just played from the MLB Network, said his sources are telling him that Bregman wants to play for the Cubs. We hear other reports that that's the way he's leaning. I want to know, do you know, what's the holdup? What's going on here? How likely is it that Bregman and the Cubs will come to an agreement?
Well, first of all, I'm going to say, and I'm going to start with myself, that the reporting on this has been bad, okay? Because there's only one source. That source is, you know, coming out of whatever Scott Boras is allowing to go out there, right? So the generality of the information is just that. I mean, you know, Ken Rosenthal's report yesterday that, yeah, the Cubs would like him. He'd like to play for the Cubs. They would be World Series contenders if they get them. You know, with all due respect, you know, there's not much there, okay? And it's the same for me and everybody else. We're not doing a great job on this because there's not a lot of information out there. I will say this. The Cubs have had a deal on the table. It's not 6 years, right? So with that knowledge that they've made offers out there, but it's not 6 years. The one thing they have to look at is Jed Hoyer's situation. He has 1 year left. And that Tom Ricketts has to be deeply involved, not just for the money, but for the commitment, because Hoyer is only committed for a year. So Mr. Ricketts and his family and the organization have to go, well, if Mr. Hoyer isn't here, are we committed to 4 or 5 more years of Alex Bregman? So it's a much deeper conversation for ownership on a free agent player than normally takes place.
Bruce, Bob Nightingale reported, I think over the weekend, that there wasn't a 6-year deal out there. That the two deals he had been offered by the Red Sox and the Tigers were 4-year deals, and the Cubs haven't gotten over 3. But, of course, all the opt-outs and all that would be the appeal of it.
Right. You know, look, Bob's a great reporter. I'm sure it's accurate. From my reporting, I don't think the Cubs, the information I have, the Cubs haven't gotten to 5 or 6. But, you know, again, to get this player, you have one of the great agents in the history of the game, you know, putting out the information as to what it could be. And then you, as the Cubs, Tigers, Red Sox, have to guess what's real and how far you will go. It's a game of chicken. Usually Scott Boras wins. He doesn't always. And Pete Alonso, he certainly didn't win on that
one. He doesn't always win, Bruce. He hasn't won a lot lately. He got the big contract with Soto, but he hasn't won a lot of these stare downs.
Here's where he wins. The AAV. The AAV,
right, like
is
the
where he wins.
Bellinger, you know? You would consider that a win, even though it wasn't, right?
And he got $28.5 million last year as part of the AAV. He's going to have to get more for his player to save face. You know, that's just the way it's going to be, all right? So there has to be a three to start, you know, for this contract, whether it's 1 year, 3 years, 5 years, six. Because that's always important to the agent. It's important to the player. He doesn't take less than the player got last year. So it's a tough situation. Again, I reported initially that of the Cubs' interest a month ago. It was January 14th. And there really hasn't been much as far as where the movement is, other than the fact that, as Bob Nightingale's reporting, he doesn't believe there's a six-year deal on the table. The Astros don't look like a big part of it. Toronto has talked like they're not a part of it. So it can be the three teams. But again, you know, I don't think we know anything, because I don't think the agents and the teams know anything about where this guy is going at this moment.
The reason people continue to talk about it, though, Bruce, is because of the caliber of the player. Do you think that Alex Bregman can have the effect on the Cubs that Matt Chapman had on the Giants last year?
He's going to make them better, okay? I will tell you that. Even if he has a mediocre year, he's going to make them better. He's going to make the team better. He's an outstanding, won his first Gold Glove last year, outstanding base runner, a terrific teammate, a winner, obviously. And the problem for the Cubs, almost more than anyone else, you lose a second-round pick, a fifth-round pick, and $1 million in international money.
Wow.
So you have to be really sure that this player is going to be help you try to win a World Series the next 2 years. I don't think you look at him as getting to the playoffs. I think right now the consensus is that the Cubs are a playoff caliber team. I think, does he make you a World Series team? And again, this is a league with the Dodgers and the Mets and the Phillies. It's a very tough National League. So does he make you a World Series contender? I think that's what you have to ask yourself as you look toward a fifth and sixth year on a contract.
Bruce, I'm curious, the White Sox signing of Michael A. Taylor, does that mean that they're kind of an inevitable trade of Louis Robert Jr.? Does it mean that Andrew Benintendi moves to DH? What? How do you read it?
I think it's an inevitable situation, as you put it. Is it now? Do they get the most for him now? Does somebody get him in July when he's proved that he's back to being Luis Robert? And will White Sox fans say, if he's on pace for 35 home runs and 100 RBI, why are you trading him? He's the key to your future. I mean, will that be the rhetoric we hear as we move toward the deadline? And you know you have another couple years after this year left with Robert at your option for $20 million a year for 2026 and 27, will the rhetoric be, why aren't you keeping him? It's only $20 million for a star player. So it could be a very interesting story. My guess is he gets traded by the deadline. And if he has a good year, the only situation for the White Sox is if he's bad and he gets off to a bad start, then you're not looking at getting hardly anything at all for a player that you really don't want after this season.
Great stuff, Bruce. Thanks.
Thanks, Bruce.
Guys, have a great day.
Hang in there.
That's our guy, Bruce Levine. Always fun to talk to him. We're going to bring in Chris Chelios next. Mully and Hall on the Score.
Chris Chelios.
Up the boards to Chelios with room. He shoots. Score!
BetMGM ambassador. The sportsbook born in Vegas.
Nice play by Chris Chelios.
Hockey Hall of Famer.
Chris Chelios is not human. I'm convinced of it. Not only will he go in the Hall of Fame, I think he should go in the Smithsonian.
Blackhawks legend.
Chelios will add defense, but he'll also add offense to the Hawks.
Steve Smith ahead to Murphy. Nichols at the line. Chelios moving in.
Three-time Stanley Cup champion.
What a competitor Chris Chelios has been over the years, and he's been a winner every place he's ever been.
Chris Chelios with Mully and Haw on 670 The Score.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score. Joining us now is BetMGM ambassador Chris Chelios. BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Chris joins us on The Score Hotline. Brought to you by Aturo, your all-weather tire, aturo.com. Chris, good morning. How you doing?
Chris just dropped.
I put that on Bruce because he started following up the phone
line. Bruce's phone kind of messed up the entire phone line, so that's probably what happened.
That's nothing to do with any of us. Bruce. Brandon.
Not at all.
Or Certainly not me.
The new connection, working out the kinks. Definitely not you.
You are still under suspicion.
I am definitely under suspicion. I'm definitely a suspect character. By the way, the Four Nations face-off we're talking about, we talked to Chelly about.
Yeah.
Those rosters are loaded. And tonight is the first game, Canada versus Sweden, 7 o'clock Central Time.
Yeah, we said that already. I mean, how many times are we going to keep talking about how good it looks? Let's get to some action. Sweden's pretty good, I believe, but nothing like Canada, nothing like the U.S. Let's get to Chris. Chris, good morning. How are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, how are you? I'm good. How are you?
We're waiting for the snow. That's what our life is now. We're just waiting for some imaginary storm to not come, please God.
That's what I'm hearing.
What do you think of this Four Nations Cup? David is saying that it's better than the Olympics because of
star power.
Yeah,
maybe not the overall event, but the star power, Chelly.
Yeah, star power for sure. I mean, I think Tkachuk said it best. It's, at least it's real hockey as opposed to like the All-Star game where, you know, it's tough to get a lot out of that.
Right.
Guys are there with their families and enjoying it, and it's just but this is great. It's an unfortunate that they couldn't get Russia and Czechoslovakia in there, too. Would have made it that much better. But it's going to be great. I think the U.S. team, I talked to a few of the guys. They're really looking forward to it, whereas a lot of guys, you know, don't like going to the All-Star game. You've seen guys opt out of that. But every one of these guys is jumping at the chance to be in this tournament.
This segment with Chris Chelios is brought to you by Finishing Chicago. Great finishes start with contractors from finishingchicago.com. Chelly, will you have anything to do with it? Are you going to be going to any of the games? What are you planning?
No, I think I talked about it last week with you guys. My son's having his first kid, so I'm in Russia waiting for that baby to
pop out
here. So, yeah. so it's an evening here. I'm in Red Square, actually, right now.
Right now?
Around with him.
Holy cow.
Right now, Russia. Yep.
You're in actual Russia. You're not at Red Square like in Vegas or anything. That is the actual.
No,
there is a Red Square in Vegas.
I'm standing in Red Square. There's a Red Square in Chicago, too, that bathhouse. But no, it's beautiful weather here, a little cold. But,
wow.
Yeah, like I said, I'm going to get a chance to watch it on TV anyway. But, yeah. It's going to be a great tournament. You got the fact that you got games in the U.S. and Canada makes it even that much better.
Well, as we interview you from Moscow, tell us about what your last few days have been. Did you not go to the Super Bowl as well? How was that?
No, yeah, Super Bowl. KC laid a big egg, obviously, but you know, Eagles, Philadelphia. Give them credit. You know, they're deep, was solid in the beginning, and Mahomes just had an off game, as did the whole team. It's just. I didn't care who won. I was just kind of hoping for a competitive game, and it really wasn't, you know, that competitive. But again, it was my first time in New Orleans, Bourbon Street, the French Quarters, lots to do, a lot of good food and drinking, and people watching. It was a good experience.
Yeah, there's some great restaurants down there. How would you compare Moscow to other world capitals? Is it similar? Are there cool places to go? Is it cold and bitter? And are you being followed? I mean, well, how would you define it?
I feel pretty safe. I've been there half a dozen times, and like now, there's, you know, it's just like any city, big city in Europe. They got those fancy malls, and those Russians love their Versace, right? That's their thing. But it's they got beautiful indoor malls, and like I said, Red Square is. I just actually watching the Zamboni go clean the ice here in the middle of the grounds here, so it's pretty cool. Quite honestly, clean. You feel safe. So yeah, so far it's been a great experience, and going to get a big dinner tonight and look forward to a lot of saunas. They got some great bathhouses here.
How does your son enjoy playing there?
He's been here 5 years now. He really likes it. They're lucky they've got, you know, no cap on North Americans, so they've got 18 North Americans on their team. I think that makes things a little easier for the girlfriends, the wives, and the players. That, you know, they've got a group of guys that can hang around with. Other teams in other countries only allow two or three imports.
Wow, that's super cool. Another grandchild. You're a great father and grandfather for being there for the birth, Chris.
Best of luck with that, Chris.
Yeah. It's his first. Thank you. Yeah, number four. Coming number four that's any great. Minute now. So looking forward to it.
Well, safe travels and hope that all goes
Chris.
Too. And thanks for checking in with us from Russia.
That's incredible. You're the best.
You bet, you guys. Go USA, all right?
Oh, you got
Don't
it.
Say that too loud.
He's being followed. All right.
That's crazy.
That's
our first ever guest from Russia.
Is unbelievable.
He calls us from that, he delivers.
What a life.
This is great.
Unbelievable. We got Stacy Dales join us next. Mully and Haw, The Score.
Ah, can't you see it? A glistening 100-megawatt solar field begging to be built. It's photovoltaic modules and balance of system powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.